What does momentum look like to us at Anterix? Throughout last year, major forces aligned to build increasing momentum in the utility industry's adoption of private LTE to support the modern grid technologies that will enable a more secure, reliable, and cleaner energy future. In 2023 and beyond, Anterix will continue to build the momentum behind 900 megahertz private LTE as we educate, innovate, and collaborate across the energy and telecommunications sectors to support grid modernization and the clean energy transition. Anterix, it's where utility meets connectivity. To learn more, visit anterix.com.
Thank you for meeting us at the intersection, where the worlds of energy and technology come together.
Hello, and thank you for meeting us at the intersection, presented by Anterix. For those of you listening for the first time, welcome. And for returning listeners, welcome back. I am Interim President and CEO Ron Beck, and today I'm joined by current UTC Board of Directors Chair Dewey Day and incoming Chair Kurt Mason. Dewey's currently the chair of the UTC board and is principal operations technology architect at Pacific Gas and Electric Company. His career spanned almost 30 years designing fiber optic, microwave, radio communication systems to support utility needs across PG&E's service territory. He served for 15 years on the Western Electricity Coordinating Council Telecommunications Working Group before joining UTC's leadership team. He served UTC for 4 years as the chair of the Public Policy Division prior to be elected to the Executive Committee. Next month, Kurt will succeed Dewey as chair of the UTC's Board of Directors, previously having served as the Region 9 chair and the chair of UTC's Regional Division. He's a 24-year employee of Northwest Energy, currently serving as the Senior Engineer for Business Technology, Network Engineering, and Operations. He's previously worked for Tetragenics Company, a subsidiary of Montana Power Company, and is involved in automation solutions for communication site monitoring systems, substation remote telemetry units, and hydroelectric generation plant control systems. Prior to his utility career, Kurt was an engineer with Natural Gas Compression Industry for 10 years. Dewey, Kurt, thank you for joining us. I just know that I covered a few career highlights for the audience, but is there anything else that you'd like to share with them today? Dewey, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for that wonderful introduction, Ron. What it shows me is that I'm getting really old in this profession. An update we gave last year, you know, I don't share a lot of personal information, but I've got two kids of my own. Last year, I've got a grandkid joined the family. Got a 2.5-year-old grandkid that's cute as a button and stealing my wife's heart and making her go to Idaho every chance we get. I think that's probably
excellent.
Fun fact.
I think many of our audience can either sympathize or encourage or look forward to the day that that's the case. But Kurt, anything you'd like the audience to know about you?
Yeah, Ron, thank you. And Dewey, thank you as well. Personal wise, I keep everything fairly close to the chest, but I do have three daughters, two of which are married, and one of which who we'll be seeing right before the Fort Lauderdale conference, who lives in Fort Myers and is a Hurricane Ian survivor, her husband. So before I get to the answer, I'd like to take the opportunity here to thank our past CEO, Cheryl Riggs, for her leadership and service. She guided the organization through the COVID pandemic, and that was certainly unprecedented for anyone or any of us in that matter. Keeping our organization financially solvent with the clean IRS audits is also very noteworthy. I wish the best for Cheryl and her family going forward in their future endeavors. What was covered in the professional summary that Ron gave above, and thank you for that. I've served on many local volunteer boards over the years, and none of those were directly associated or related with work. Those years and on those boards, I've learned several things, and two of the most important takeaways from all those experiences have been, number one, you find out quickly who those who are passionate about the organization and those who are not selfish with their time to further the cause of the organization. Many times, but not always, those people are one and the same. With serving on the UTC leadership and committee leadership roles that Ron mentioned, this small difference in passion versus time does not appear to be an issue. Everybody in UTC is very passionate about the organization, our mission, our vision, our values, and just loves being involved. The other lesson is kind of a personal mantra or goal of mine that I look forward to here in the chairmanship position is to leave the organization better than when I found it. So, Ron, that's really all I wanted to add on. So thank you.
I appreciate that, Kurt, because well, some of the audience may know, I was actually chairman of the board in 2011 to 2012, and it was one of those great pleasures that I've had in my life after having served on, as you said, a number of boards that aren't directly tied to work. Many of our members, you know, answer that call to service, and they pick up in their communities, in their schools, in their churches, wherever they may see an opportunity to lend in. And I think UTC is that extension to work, tying the two together. And it's great to have the support of our employers while we take on this little extracurricular piece, but it's an extracurricular piece that is just so important to the industry. And I've always taken it that direction. So as a past chair's point of view, to somebody, Dewey, who will be a past chair here, the immediate past chair, and not such a long time, I'm going to start with a question that that I believe Cheryl asked your predecessor, Paul Lambert, when he sat where you are right now. What words of wisdom can you pass along to Kurt, you know, as he looks forward to and then commences his tenure as UTC's chair?
Thanks for that question, Ron. And Kurt, to your concern about, you know, leaving the organization better than you found it, you're inheriting it from me. So I'm sure you're going to make improvements. got to have some little less self-abusive humor. The words, I guess, you know, some words of wisdom would be, you know, first and foremost is be open and transparent and communicative with the staff and the board members. You know, there is some stuff that might happen in the organization that you have to keep close to vest, but the more quickly you can get all the staff involved and all the board of directors involved in helping you solve problems that are going to come up for the organization, the better off we're going to be. And then probably a second thing is, this wasn't made aware to me when I took the gig, but I've since interviewed a couple other past chairs. There's a lot of calls and emails and stuff like that you're going to get just kind of out of the blue with no background. And, you know, people just like to reach out to the chair and say, hey, this just happened, or this could have been done better at this event, or what have you. And those little fun little pop-ups, you know, kind of occupy you a little bit.
That's a great point. You know, Dewey, it's where member driven organizations, that's actually, you know, a great ebb and flow. For the listeners, you know, UTC is member driven. It's an elected board of directors of practitioners, Dewey, Kurt, Gary Von Drasek, myself, all of the people over the years that that take that time out. And you're exactly right. Over those years, you build a network of friends, a network of colleagues. And when you become the chair, you become that guiding person, the one they can look to. And that's actually really good insight, and one I experienced as well. So Kurt, hearing that, and you know, you bring a lot of new experience to this new role, and it sounds like it's not an entirely new role for you, but both from Northwest Energy and roles that we've all seen you serve in here at UTC, what parts of that experience do you think, you know, will help you leave it better than you found?
Hey, thank you, Ron. Thank you, Dewey, for the comments as well. To that point, to Dewey's comments, the UTC ship is in full sail and on a solid course, so I don't expect to have to make a lot of changes due to your fine, excellent guidance and leadership. So thank you for that. At Northwestern Energy, you know, number one, I'm very fortunate to be an employee of the company and very thankful and gracious of my company's commitment to allow me to serve and participate in UTC, Ron, as you just mentioned. My title in day-to-day business is in engineering, but along with that, there's several other roles that that you know are not on the job description or anything, and one of which is project manager. So a lot of responsibility with scope, estimates, budgets, reporting, execution, and closeout activities over the years has helped me hone my leadership skills, certainly not to any level of perfection. Dare I say I'll ever get to that, but that certainly is one of my goals by the time I get to fortunately retire and move on to hopefully grandkids someday. Also at Northwestern Energy, I was very fortunate to be part of an employee development program called Leadership Northwestern. I completed that course in 2011. This is an internal leadership development program. It's a 5-week course that takes place in the various locations throughout our service territory. The intent of the course is to team build and for the company executives to get a hand on and look internally at future leaders within the organization. And part of that is by a group project that each team is assigned to research, provide recommendations, and do a presentation to senior management and the Northwestern Board of Directors on a corporate goal that's set out by senior leadership for the business year. So that process and that development program that I went through, Leadership Northwestern, certainly has helped me, again, hone my leadership skills and teamwork skills and improved them from where they were at. As for UTC, you know, my time in the Region 9 leadership as Secretary Treasurer was another opportunity to build on and hone my leadership and teamwork skills, and learning more of the details on the day-to-day business of UTC. I also had a lot of support from my former supervisor, Vernon Hogue, who was the Region 9 chair, and from our host here, Mr. Ron Beck, being also in Region 9. So I thank you for that as well, Ron. My time served as the regional division chair had a major and profoundly positive impact and continue to deepen my understanding of the day-to-day business and so forth at UTC on who we are, what we do, and learning some of the most important lessons to date in UTC and likely forever. And that lesson is that the heartbeat and soul of engagement and advocacy and everything UTC lies within the regions of the UTC and the members of those regions. Along with that, I'd like to extend a thank you to the now retired mentor of mine for the regional division, who's my staff liaison, Mr. Tom Perry. We had many conversations, suggestions, and recommendations back and forth during my tenure as chair of this division. And in addition to that, I found a lot of common interest outside of UTC during this time and forged a great friendship within which continues to this day. My tenure as Secretary Treasurer and Vice Chair on the Executive Committee on the Board has brought along new and certainly deeper understandings and workings of the day-to-day business and the future planning of UTC so we can keep the ship going forward in the right direction. I appreciate the support from our Board of Directors on my continuing role in the UTC Executive Committee leadership to the next level.
Outstanding. I mean, I appreciate it, Kurt, because I think all of us in my time prior to assuming this role, you see people, their contribution. It's that leadership, your willingness to step up. I know Dewey, Paul Lambert, all of the executive committee and the chairs over the years. So, you're in good company. I think the what you've described is a path that many of us have walked over the years, and is a good one. It will end at a professional and personal satisfaction that I look forward to sharing with you. Moving back to Dewey real quick, in your inauguration speech last year in Oklahoma City, you talked about your journey getting involved with UTC and how important that member engagement was, much like what Kurt was just describing in the regions. Words of wisdom that you could give Kurt about that and how to increase that engagement?
Yeah, thanks for that question, Ron. I think for me, the engagement aspect is best served in a personal manner, right? I mean, we get inundated with emails and letters and all the rest of these fun things all year long, and it's really easy to ignore an email that comes into your email box if you know you're busy on other projects and things like that. But when you're at the regional events and when you're working with your vendors and things like that, and you have personal time with them, right? Having a conversation quickly to say, hey, you're selling to utilities, obviously, because I'm a utility customer. And I noticed that you're not a member of UTC, and talk with them about why that is and some of those benefits. I was able to get a couple of recruits that signed up this year at regional conferences and vendors that are, newer to the utility space or, things of that nature, and get them kind of coerce them into talking with Carnell and the staff about membership and the membership benefits, and we got a couple extra sponsor booths out of it, so that continuing that momentum. And the utility thing, right, is everybody in utilities from Missouri, right? We're all from the Show Me State. Driving that personal benefit and showing them that, when they do show up to conferences or, meetings or things of that nature. I think that's kind of the key, is just that personal level of engagement.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I guess it's a nice segue, bit of clarification, for listeners, the UTC is member driven, as I said a little while ago. But we have the associate members, those that are our technology vendor partners, that provide a lot of the solutions for us. And we have our core members, those that are, the utility practitioners, those employees. And it's been a great meeting point, a nexus over the years for us. Kurt, basic spinning off of that thought on the member-driven side, and, we see where it's the key to our success of 75 years now as an organization in this space. As you assume your role as the chairman of the board, tell us a bit how you plan to potentially increase that member engagement for events and, for the association in general.
Yeah, Ron, certainly. And thank you. Thank you for that question. It certainly has given me a lot of thought here to this question and how I can help leave the organization better than when I found it, as I mentioned earlier here in our podcast. Additional advocacy through more regional efforts. And when I say that, I'm looking to our core members to get not only just the telecommunications and networking stakeholders within their utilities involved in UTC, but reaching out and branching out to potential other committee involvement and stakeholders through the security, physical security, cybersecurity, team servers, automation people who are taking on more and more projects to expand our network further out into edges we never thought we would get to. So that's one area I've been thinking about. The involvement of the college students at regional and national events, not only from a recruiting standpoint, but from an industry awareness standpoint, is certainly high on my interest list here. What we do really isn't terribly different, but it certainly is unique to other folks involved in telecommunications and networking. as you know, as Dewey pointed out, the personal engagement with the other core members within the utilities to help encourage more involvement in committees and get additional relationships and deeper relationships established with our associate members who do a ton of work for UTC. And, you know, potentially at some point, if they need to be involved in some of the committees, which has, you know, certainly been a topic of discussion for a lot of things here. With the COVID pandemic and the, you know, the general overall employment situation nationwide here with, you know, folks leaving their jobs, retirement, you know, what have you. I think it's important from a UTC CEO, certainly the board chair and board and all core members, committee chairs, to have information or collateral, if you will, available to share with those folks who are coming in new to an organization that may not be familiar with UTC. You know, the company may have been a membership, it may have been a member, but maybe they're considering not to be. But getting the information and the opportunity to educate them and point out the value of membership in UTC is certainly one of those areas I look to explore and expand upon. Thank you, Ron.
Outstanding. You know, I obviously in my interim role here as president and CEO, you and I are going to work very closely to that end. And that's exactly what we've done in the past. And that's what has made UTC successful. Keeping those members engaged, giving them topics to discuss. And it sounds like you and I are going to have some busy next couple of months together. Speaking of busy, Dewey, time has flown in the year that you've been chair. I mean, it seems like just yesterday we were welcoming you to the podium in Oklahoma City for your remarks and welcoming you to the chairmanship. Can you share with us some industry trends that you've seen over the past year that you think will probably continue to see during Kurt's tenure as our chair?
Yeah, on the industry trends front, I think one of the things that we're all feeling now, and Kurt just alluded to it in his last reply, but with the cyber threats and physical threats that are going on to the grid, we're getting a lot more requests on how do we secure things and how do we make sure we're prepared for these types of actions. The need to get communications out further into the edges of our network and have that communication be highly reliable and in a lot of cases pretty high bandwidths for what we're used to delivering to a dam out in the middle of nowhere, so that we can video surveil and make sure nobody's sabotaging that thing or something like that. I think that's one of the biggest industry trends that I've seen really emerge hard out of the last year is that combination of we need security systems in very remote areas that are in the public domain. And then, how do we get the communication so that we have those systems up and running all the time? That's the big 800-pound gorilla that's rolling around PG&E right now. And I think, kind of across the nation as well.
Spot on. I mean, in my day job last week, my former job, that's exactly what we were dealing with is the physical security, what everyone is reading in the newspaper, seeing on the news, attacks on substations. And that is going to be, in some cases, prescriptive coming from the regulatory agencies. And we're going to have to be able to react. We as UTC can help them with those technology solutions. What's worked for large utilities, small utilities, again, that falls right back into what we as an organization have dealt with over the years and will continue to deal with. The pandemic, America post September 11, there have been a number of things that we've worked through and have had great successes. Kurt, having heard that, before we wrap up, I'm sure you and Dewey talk, but is there any questions on the record, if you will, before he passes the torch next month?
Oh, Ron, thank you. Well, as not a ton of questions here, as Dewey has come to learn from me that even if it's a small item that I might be pondering, I'm not afraid to pick up the phone and chat or text or email. So I appreciate his willingness to respond back and provide answers here. Most of everything, you know, Dewey and I have been talking extensively here as of late over a lot of matters, and some of those matters have included, you know, what's the day-to-day like, you know, the interaction between the staff, the CEO, and the board chair, and that goes to the rest of the executive committee too. So I feel like I've got a lot of my questions answered, but certainly probably not all. So I will won't hesitate, Dewey, to reach out to you as I always do here.
Appreciate that. You know, the staff over the years the staff over the years helped me be successful as a chair, working with my immediate past chair, vice chair, and that executive committee. And, you know, we're here for that continuity. We're here to make the entire executive committee, the board of directors, our entire membership be successful in their endeavors. And there is that level of continuity year to year. So, you know, we're a resource, but being member driven, play off each other very, very much. Dewey, I guess as we start to wrap up, one last question for you, or I guess two. What's been your favorite moment in your tenure as UTC's chair, and what are you looking forward to at the upcoming annual conference next month in Fort Lauderdale?
Wow, favorite moment. I think I'm going to have to classify this favorite moments. Going out to the regions and seeing the regional conferences and seeing some of the smaller utilities that don't make it to national or I don't get to interact with at national, and having more personal time to understand, you know, how the co-ops in the Midwest work and stuff like that, and how different the electric grid is in those areas versus, you know, what I'm accustomed to in California. That was always a very enlightening thing, and I always like a little bit of education. So getting that interaction, getting that education was very important and very dear to me. Annual conference in Fort Lauderdale. I'm looking forward to doing my annual suit wearing. I don't wear a suit unless I have to be on stage for UTC. So the real event, I mean, it's getting together and again, having folks in educational sessions present ideas to you and have you think about how you could apply this differently in your utility and make your utility better and make your utility better and more efficient for the customers that we're serving. I think is really what I look forward to every year at UTC, is that educational experience and that direct dialogue with people who have expertise that can teach you.
It's great to hear. I mean, I share that sentiment with you because I look forward to it as well. Every year it's great. And as the chairman, you have that satisfaction of knowing that it is a good conference and that you've been a part of leading the organization to that annual culmination, that celebration of another year of successes. So bravo, sir. Appreciate that. Kurt, in fairness, same question. You haven't had a favorite moment as chair, but what are you looking forward to as we join our colleagues at the Technology and Telecom Conference in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, great. Thank you, Ron. I guess provided it's not copyrighted, or I'd like to plagiarize Dewey's comment about the annual suit wearing. That's certainly in same thing in my wheelhouse here as well. Well, there's several things. I'm looking forward to becoming chair of UTC and continuing on, you know, UTC from the 75th into to the next decade of leadership, decade of existence for UTC, continuing on the great work that Dewey has done, and and perhaps if I can raise the high bar that he's really set for me. So the other things I'm looking to, in addition to some warm weather coming out of a very cold winter here in the state of Montana, is much along the lines of what Dewey had said, is the personal one-on-one engagement and interaction with the people we talk to on the phone weekly, monthly, with other core, you know, utility members and the associate members of UTC that help and are largely responsible for helping us get to be able to put on this great event. On a personal note, I'm looking to engaging and talking with some of the Florida Power and Light folks that may be on site, and take this opportunity for thanking them for being our utility sponsor for this year's Telecom and Technology Conference. As I mentioned way earlier in the podcast, I've got a daughter and her husband who live in Fort Myers, Florida, and while they didn't suffer extensive damage during Hurricane Ian, their power was restored approximately 17 days in advance of what FPL, you know, had publicly broadcasted. So would like to get some insight. You know, the engineer in me is always looking for the details on how things are done, how things are work, you know, how things work, and just looking forward to a little more insight on that. And overall, just seeing what's expected to be an exceptional turnout, warm weather, good social networking, good networking with folks like Dewey said that can help solve problems that we're all faced with here in our member utility day jobs, and have fun. That's really what it boils down to at the end, is fun and enjoy the experience. So. With that, Ron, thank you for the opportunity to comment on that.
You know, I appreciate that. You're quite welcome. And you know, that's a nice point, is that Florida Power and Light is one of the sponsors of sponsoring host utilities, is bringing in their resiliency and recovery work. They're going to have a display there between the convention center and the meeting and the hotel that is going to allow attendees to go through and see just exactly the tools and technology that they use to facilitate some of that restoration. Resiliency is a hot topic across this industry, whether it's to wildfires, earthquakes, hurricanes, derechos, whatever happens to impact gas, water, power, electric utilities, it's there. And we're all preparing for it. It is a hot topic, and I appreciate that. Also appreciate both of you joining us today. Dewey, Kurt, thank you so much for your time. Thank you to Anterix for sponsoring this podcast. It's my first, and I'm looking forward to future discussions with our members as we take up topics of interest to our members. And with that, thank you for meeting us at the intersection.
Thank you for meeting us at the intersection. For more information about the Utilities Technology Council, visit utc.org.